This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday that he wants Russia back at the group of seven summits of the world's leading economies, even though that still controls Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Moscow was booted from the group over its unilateral 2014 annexation of the peninsula. As the G7 leaders head to the French Atlantic seaside town for their annual meeting this weekend, Mr. Trump said it would make sense for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be part of that group again. Mr. Trump seemed unconcerned that Russia considers Crimea part of its territory. Instead of blaming, he did blame former U.S. President Barack Obama for Russia's takeover of Crimea. President Trump says he does not appreciate how Denmark rejected his idea of buying Greenland, so he canceled a visit to Copenhagen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen had called the idea absurd.
I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
And nasty and inappropriate.
You don't talk to the United States that way. At least unto me.
His tweet canceling next month's visit blindsided the Danish royal palace. Frederiksen says she's surprised and disappointed.
I had been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway.
And says the U.S. remains one of her nation's closest allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump has sparked a new political fight with American Jews by suggesting they show great disloyalty by voting for opposition Democrats. U.S. Jews for decades have overwhelmingly voted for Democratic presidential candidates over their Republican challengers, including Trump, even as he won the presidency in 2016. But Trump Tuesday attacked Jewish people who vote for Democrats, saying that they are showing either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In a move almost certain to trigger a new court fight, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to end a long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The new Homeland Security rules would allow the government to hold families in detention much longer than 20 days. But Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the department does not intend to hold families for a long time.
We have the prior experience that shows we were able to average under 50 days. That is the intent for a fair but expeditious immigration proceeding.
But Clara Long of Human Rights Watch says the move could result in children being detained indefinitely.
Children who have been detained for long periods of time experience trauma, suicidal feelings, are exposed to dangerously inadequate medical care.
And she adds,
this is a move that would place the United States far outside of human rights norms.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The UN Secretary General will travel to the epicenter of an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo next week. VOA's Margaret Bashir.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres plans to visit the country for 3 days, arriving August 31st. His spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, told reporters that Guterres wants to assess the situation and mobilize additional support for the response.
In the province of North Kivu, he is scheduled to meet with Ebola survivors and health workers during a visit to an Ebola treatment center.
He will also meet with Congolese President Félix Tshisekedi in the capital, Kinshasa. In July, the WHO declared the Ebola outbreak to be a public health emergency of international concern. The majority of cases have been concentrated in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's northeast, but cases have emerged in other parts of the country. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The death toll in a suicide bombing at a wedding hall in Kabul last week has risen to 80. AP's Sarah Shackley has more details.
The report on the increased death toll comes as a U.S. envoy was set to resume talks with the Taliban on ending America's longest war. The initial toll in Saturday's blast was 63, but 17 people later died of their wounds. Interior Ministry spokesman Nusrat Rahimi said 30 people were in critical condition after the attack. The suicide bombing renewed concerns that the growing threat by the IS affiliate will mean little peace for Afghan civilians, despite the U.S.-Taliban negotiations to end nearly 18 years of fighting. I'm Zaria Shakli.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today.